If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben and this is Sia. And the question this week is, how to say no without burning bridges? You know what? Nobody likes to hear no. Nobody likes to hear no, let's face it. Everybody sits there and goes, you know what? I'm asking for this. I think it's reasonable. I think you should do this. I think we should go ahead and do this. I think we should spend this money, you know? But just because that's what you want, and just because you think it's logical, and just think it's something that should move forward, doesn't mean that it fits with everybody else's agenda. Doesn't mean it fits into everybody else's budget. Doesn't mean it fits into everybody's timeline right now. And the question is, you know, we sit there and we go, okay, I don't want to put a damper on this person. I don't want to be the wet towel. I don't want to be the person that's dampening this person's mood. But on the other hand, we can't justify this at the moment. Maybe we never can justify it. Maybe it's just, no offense, it's a dumb idea. And guess what? We all come up with them. But for the most part, it's usually we don't have the money, we don't have the time, we don't have the expertise, we don't have the bandwidth. You know, it doesn't fit in with our customers at the moment. There's a million things that it could be. And the question is, how do we say no without, you know, dampening people's excitement, without disengaging with them, without making them feel that they're not listened to, understood, and valued, but still let them know that, hey, you know what? This just isn't the right thing right now. So Sia, let's gnaw on this.
Isn't that the funniest thing? So usually, and I am guilty of this, I do not say no very well. I don't say no often enough, which is probably why I get frustrated at times, because I know I can do things, but I don't have the gift of time, right? And I think if you are the person saying no, if you are that person saying no, you have to really consider what you're saying no to. Right? Is it no to the task? Is it no to your well-being? Right? What are the factors going into that no that is going to benefit with that no? And oftentimes, it's because we're trying to please someone else other than ourselves. And I'm not saying please myself as in it shouldn't be all about me. What I'm trying to say is that it shouldn't always be that locus of, like, you know, control. Is it like saying no, afraid of saying no because you don't want that other person to judge you poorly?
Right.
Versus I'm saying no because this is not my bandwidth. It's not a good fit for me. It's something else. So it's two different angles to really, really seriously think about it. So if you have, like, let's say, for example, an interdepartmental conversation and you have to put your foot down to that other department to say, no, that cannot be done, or no, it won't be done right away, but it might be third tier priority. Right. So it's not a permanent no. It's a okay, but type of thing. Really just understanding what is it that's motivating that individual asking of you. Is it because they're doing it because they need you? Or are they doing it because they want to offload work onto you? Are they doing it if they want to offload responsibility, accountability? So it's like it's so multifaceted. So just to simply say no and, you know, be on your way, there's I think it's just such a gray zone, which is why it's such a topic. So that's my answer, non-answer at the same time, right? Like, this is not an easy question, and nor is the answer easy either.
No, and the thing is, you're right, because sometimes, and a lot of times, you want to say yes, but the question is what it has to be given up in order to do that. I mean, here's a perfect example. Friend of mine was He's vice president within the company. He's also in charge of the health and safety. He is the health and safety officer within their organization. Okay. And WorkSafe came to the office, and they did this, and they were looking at the room that they were using for triage, because they got 400 or 500 employees, and supposedly you need to have a room of a certain size as a first aid room. And this guy comes up and he grabs a tape measure. He goes, "You're 5 square feet too small." And he goes, "Okay." He says, "Well, what does that mean?" He says, "Well, you need a bigger room." He says, "Okay, follow me." So he goes down to the plant and he calls everybody on the floor to this into this one space. And he goes up to this guy who works safe and says, "Okay, how many of these people do I need to fire in order to make that room compliant?" That's how I'll fire them right now. You tell me how many of these people you need me to fire in order to make this room compliant. He says, "Yeah, we'll make an exception." Sometimes you need to be able to make that ridiculous comment to just sit there and say, "You know what? Fine, I'm happy to do this, but what do you, are you willing to give up, Mr. Customer, Mr. Boss, Mr. Different Department, Mr. Client, whatever, in order to make this happen?" And I think we need to be able to look at things and say, there's a give and take for everything. We don't, none of us has infinite time. None of us has infinite money. None of us has infinite resources. None of us have infinite bandwidth. And I think that we need to be able to look at this thing and say, yeah, okay, we can do that. But what are you willing to give up in order to make this happen? And be able to sit there and say, look, this is a partnership. This isn't just me doing whatever you need, whenever you need it, however you need it done. You need to be able to make some compromises as well. If this is now a number one priority for you, that's fine. But what are you willing to give up in order to make this happen?
You just brought up something that I don't know. I haven't experienced it, but I know intellectually it is something that is often done in improv, which is the yes and, right?
Yes.
And so you could literally answer a yes and with a no, meaning your meaning is no. It's like, yeah, I can do this. Instead of saying, but it's yes, I can do this. And I have these other tasks. So you're helping to communicate that other person that's asking of you of something, right? That they understand, yes, and I have these other priorities. And you put the power in a way back in them to make that decision as opposed to just barking orders or whatever. So it's still a no,
Yes.
right? But it's not done in a way that hurts other people's feelings. It gives them empowerment to realize, oh, wait, you've got the CEO gave you this task. Yeah, mine could probably be like on the third task, and it helps kind of prioritize things. Now, there are going to be times where they're like, yes, and yeah, screw the rest of them. You know what I mean? So, but at the same time, okay, wonderful. I will take that on. Could you put that into writing for me? Or, could you make sure that
Absolutely.
it's communicated to the rest of the team? Can you help me communicate to the rest of the team? I put your thing on priority so everyone's on the same page. Can I get your endorsement? Can I get your support? So again, it goes back to cover your know what, CYA, and you will accommodate. And I think sometimes that art of saying no is a maybe, right? It's not really, it's like a sure,
Yeah, we
type of
can do
thing.
that, but I'll never forget this working. I was working for Kinko's Corporate 28 years ago. I mean, this is a lifetime ago, half my life ago, God,
Literally,
literally half my life ago. And a client comes in the door, and I'm not going to mention the client. And I said, they said, "We need to have 500 color copies of this presentation." And it was a 150-page presentation,
wow.
collated, bound, tabulated, everything, and we need it over the weekend. And I said, "Yes, we can do that, but we're going to have to shut down two stores in order to make that happen. It's going to be expensive. Are you okay with that?" And the answer that came back to us is, "If we don't have this, we lose a $500 million pro the potential of a $500 million project. You can't charge me enough to make it." And they didn't quite say it that way, but they basically intimated that, you know what, the money that you're going to charge me is insignificant compared to the risk. And if you can get customers to buy in and sit there and say, look, what is it going to cost you for this not to happen? And just sit there and say, all right, it's going to either take a little bit longer than you wanted. It's going to cost you a little bit more money than you wanted. It's going to require more people that we're going to have to pull off other projects that you're working on to make this thing happen. Where's the compromise? And when people's, if something is that important, it's amazing how budgets get found, timelines get found, champions get found within organizations. It happens, but it also puts the rubber on the road and says, well, maybe it's not that important that it's going to cost me an extra $30,000. If it's going to cost me $30,000, maybe this can wait a week and I can, I can make it. And I've done that. I said, look, we can have it for you over the weekend, or we can have it for you a week from now. The cost differential is going to be about $30,000. Which would you prefer? And we didn't care either way. Either we were going to kill ourselves over a weekend, bring in extra staff, and it was going to cost us an extra $30,000, but we weren't going to pay for it. The customer was. And so you have to be able to enable the customer to make a decision on their own about what their priorities really are. And what are the things that are going to allow them to succeed? And be able to put that into a position where you sit there going, yeah, this is going to be painful, but the customer's going to pay for it. Or we're going to have to let something else go. The customer's going to have to let us let something else go in order to make this thing happen.
You know what cracks me up is we're picking on customers here just because
Absolutely.
nothing tickles me more than when they have the urgency because of their lack of planning, foresight, et cetera, and then there's pressure on us to deliver and they don't want to pay extra for the inconvenience because in their mind's eye, it's a privilege for you to work with us. And
Absolutely.
that is a tough conversation to have of saying no to a client that is, for lack of a better term, doesn't respect the mutual relationship, right? And it does frustrate me because we've had a few of those over our time, right? For
Absolutely.
whatever, we've had some caring clients, you know what I'm saying, who demand to talk to the manager because I can't get my way. And that again is goes back to you know, then, if this is the kind of client that treats you transactionally, you may want to anticipate the volatility of that relationship that it could turn at any point in time. Or you try to combat that and try to develop a deeper relationship with that particular individual so they flip from being a wall of demands to a wall of, not even a wall, to a hug of collaboration, if you want to say that. You know what I mean? So I think that no and knowing where that no also comes from is, are they saying no because they really done screwed up Aaron and you're saving that person's job? That could also be the
Absolutely.
demand and motivation. So we got to know the motivation of where the demand is coming from and the request is coming from. And then we also need to understand who we are answering to as the respondent of that. So, am I doing it to keep this person happy? Am I doing it to keep myself happy and my team and my company happy? You really gotta know where everything is.
Well, you could also
What?
sit
That's
there and say,
complex.
am I keeping this person from not being fired because they messed up? And just say, listen, what are the ramifications of this not happening on time? I could get fired. Okay, well, tell you what, we can do this for you this time. However, here are some things that we could have done in order to make this thing work long term. And this is the things that we're going to have to look at to be able to do this thing on a long term basis, because we can't just go into panic mode, every single time this happens. You also need to have leadership that'll back you up. Because all of a sudden you say no and your boss says yes, all of a sudden you become a eunuch. And that's the problem, is you need to have leadership that's willing to sit there and say, wait a second here, let me talk to my team and find out why they're saying no before I override them and say, of course we can do that, Mr. Customer, or Mr. Vice President, or owner of the company. We need to have good communication on a series of different levels in order to be able to make sure that we get the right result at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, 100%. So I was just saying, just on the flip side, so we're balanced. I don't know if we're
Yes.
fair, but at least we're trying to be more balanced. If we're the ones that's doing the request, right, is
Yes.
understanding the ramifications of that request. So again, this is, we may want things done a certain way. We may want things, deliverables delivered in a certain time because it's part of a process. So if we understand why we are motivated to request certain things and we can justify it. So meaning, hey, Ben, your project and your team's deliverable. We have literally four more teams that is in sequence to your deliverable. So if you're delayed, we're delayed. And again, it goes back to communication. It is,
It does.
me telling you, like, hey, man, I get it. You're telling me like I've got other priorities, but I need you to understand the reason why it's a priority here. And so if you are on the flip side of it, you're the one that's like, dude, I'm waiting on this, whatever it is, whatever deliverable it is. Are you being clear and in indicating to the people that you're waiting on why why it is important to you? What are the ramifications if they don't deliver upon it? And what can you guys do to work together to either A, just get over that hump as quickly and seamlessly as possible? Like, you can't just chunk things over and be like, deuces, figure it out. If your team has the ability to maybe accommodate a little bit, that is also, I think that goodwill gesture helps for
Yeah.
the ones that are trying to execute. So, it could be like, hey, man, I can get maybe 12 more hours, but it's because there's a board meeting type of vibe, right?
Oh
So
yeah.
I think that's the other thing about saying no is also accepting no too, right? Of like,
Oh, absolutely.
okay, here's why I have to accept it. Is it really life-threatening? Like, I can't tell you, I was up, my boss called me at 10:30. I was literally in bed playing my Candy Crush, and I get this phone call from my boss at that hour, and I'm going, either that individual's at a bar making fun of me, or B, there's something really urgent, and I kind of I ignored the ring because I thought, oh, he's at a bar. Then he texted saying, no, urgent, and I'm like, son of a sea cook. So called him back, had to get this quote out, and I knew the system, but I wasn't like proficient with it. I knew, so it takes longer. Still got the quote out before midnight for the client to receive it. Come to find out, yeah, they received it. But it had to go to yet another individual. So it wasn't even to get looked at till Monday anyway.
And
So.
that's comes down to communication. And we should really land this plane right now. But you're right. It's about landing. It's about landing expectations. It's about asking good questions. It's about understanding priorities. It's about understanding limitations. And I think that when we do all that kind of stuff, we're in a far better position to say no, but, or yes, and. And I think if we can do that, we can be far more the hero and accommodate far more often without us having to tear our hair out and us having to go in a million different directions because somebody else doesn't have their stuff in order. So let's leave it there. I'm Ben,
And I'm Sia.
and we'll see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. And if you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at yourbrandmarketing.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. So see you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.